Good morning, America. Good day or good afternoon. This is Eugene B. Colson with Mind Controlled America, and this show's about mind control. If you've been, if you watch TV, you go to school, you watch the news, you watch movies, you are on some form of mind control. I happen to be a clinical mind control victim of CIA, MKUltra, and Operation Monarch. And very much in this mind-controlled field, it intertwines with the alien UFO phenomenon, which quite a few of them are created at Area 51. Today I have a guest on who claims to have a good experience with some ET, aliens, UFOs, whatever. John, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. Hello, Jim.
Tell us a little bit about yourself, John.
I'm happy to be on the show as a kind of open observer of the American scene. And it goes as well with all the stories of extraterrestrials and UFOs and aliens. We have in European countries slightly different perspective and experiences than Americans have. For some reason, we have less abductions, for example, unless there's still the same problem around. But we have more information about contact of the positive kind. So I had positive contact with extraterrestrials when I was 18 years old. And I had close encounters with ships which are totally different of the Roswell type. The ship I'm in contact with are golden, yellow, or orange, large spheres which are about 150 feet diameter. I took an infrared picture of one of those ships, and I went to see the guys at the European Space Center down in Toulouse, in southern France. And the guy examined the negative of my film, and after 1 hour, they said, okay, we have exhausted all possible explanation. The only one, if it is an object, it is one of the 50 feet diameter. These guys were the top specialist of the space program in Europe for infrared photography. And they told me, okay, now you have never come here. We don't know you. We have never seen you. Bye-bye. So oh, these ships are more, if you want, on the borderline with what we could call angelic beings. These ships are still material, but there is something about them that make them like more a living entity. If some people are familiar with the Kabbalah or some stuff from old Hebrew teachings, they could be called Merkabas, if anybody has heard that name. But I'm not using that name, but it's just to give a reference.
Now, you say the ship was like, had a life of its own.
Yes.
How would you describe these beings that were in contact with you?
These beings, they are the same height as we are. They look a little bit more lean and thin when you look at them, because when they are visible in our third-dimensional world here, they appear like angels. They have no wings. Most importantly is the feeling that you get when you are with them. You feel immediately in confidence, in a form of peace. They emanate so much love and comfort that you feel real good with them and you just want to stay with them. I suppose that was the case with the people who were living at the time of Jesus and who were meeting him and people like him. It's about the same feeling, I would suppose.
Now, what was the last time you had an encounter with these?
Last time, when I was visiting some part in the USA. It's okay regularly, usually once a year at least. I have a very close contact, whatever, visible or invisible. Sometimes I could take a picture, sometimes not. And I have a communication with the beings. But the communication is more in the form of sending thought forms. These people, they send you an ID that you're going to translate it to your mind. So it's not the same as the current channeling of the New Age people. It's more telepathy. Telepathy works with symbols and ideas. That's how it works. So you would translate with on your own background the idea that they are sending to you.
Now, what is their message? Why did they come to you, and what did they have to say?
They came to me at the time when it was needed to give some ideas to people about them. It was right after the big waves of the 50s, when many people have seen them and many people have had contact with the landing of ships. And there were many questions in the population. And at some point, when I was 33 years old, which is a strange age, they asked me to go public. Because there were about 2,000 people outside of Paris who were waiting the landing of the extraterrestrials. And we had the radio stations there from Paris, and everything, everybody was waiting. But nobody was doing anything. People, they wanted just to have a show. So my contact then contacted me on the spot. This is where I took this infrared picture. And they told me, it doesn't work. We are not going to land because these people are not ready. I said, okay, what to do then? You have to teach them how to pray. That's how I translated the idea in my mind. I say, no, you're joking, because I have no background. My family are school teachers, professors, police officers. They're all atheists. I have absolutely no background to tell people how to pray. And then they explained that it was state of mind. It was not exactly a prayer that you are sending to a God which is outside of you. You find the part of God which is within you, and you develop that, and you raise your consciousness, and then you raise your frequency. The vibrational rate of your atoms are going to speed up, and this way you are going to meet these angelic extraterrestrials halfway. That's what they've told me to do, to tell people to do.
Now,
I've been doing that for 30 years or more.
Now, the world is run by a bunch of devil worshippers, and they are in control of almost every country in the world. They're losing control of this country. Did they give you any message in regards to dealing with them?
They say we have to focus on the good people, and we have to be very positive while being very alert on any danger of infiltration and contamination and such. So people like me are totally a different territory than the New Age people, which are open to anything, a different territory than the UFO community, which basically refuse to take account of the spiritual aspect of UFOs and extraterrestrial contact. Now, I found only one man in France named Raymond Willis, and he's the only UFO researcher, a very good one and well-known at the time, who connected UFOs with the return of the Christ. That's the only guy that was in my line, if you want, of force, UFO studies and spiritual aspect.
Well, as I've said before on this show, that towards the end of the tribulation, and I believe we're in the beginning of the seven-year tribulation, I don't know if the 2012 date is accurate, there's going to be a false UFO invasion of the Greys and the ones like them. And they are not good. Every UFO group that wants to say, oh, they're good aliens, are going to come take care of us, these Greys and the ones like them, run like hell for me.
Yes.
Have you had similar problems?
Yeah, I have exactly the same problem at this time. Whatever it is, the Disclosure Project or that French guy who ask everybody on the internet to send a message, ask them to come and appear in the sky. All these things are insane, because the only result would be that the ruling elite, which has nothing to do with an intellectual elite, will take that opportunity to bring their fake UFOs or their bad alien friends, and we are screwed. They're going to present them as our ancestors and our creators and our gods. And everybody will fall for that, and maybe many questions will pop from that. I have no idea. But this is pretty much in the works, and it will be a test for this humanity. So people have to make a decision between the two. They have to make a choice, like they did in the U.S. recently, and very quickly they have to make a choice.
Now, you described to me that you called them, they looked more Nordic than anything else.
They are Nordic type. You could say that they look pretty much like us. They look younger, and they look in perfect health. And they are all very beautiful. There have been a number of physical contacts or these beings coming amidst the population in the 60s in California for obvious reasons. And in the Nordic countries, in Norway, Sweden, Finland, Denmark, because there are so many people looking like them over there, and they couldn't mix with them, nobody would see the difference. They look like that, basically. Many have a blonde hair, but some are black hair, different color of eyes. But they are just, you fall in love with these people. They are so beautiful and so loving that that's the difference you see with other humans, although they are very humans that are beautiful and lovable.
Well, there's a lot of religious beliefs out there, and in this country, and actually in most of the countries of the world, devil worshippers, CIA operatives, foreign intelligence run the vast majority of the churches in the world. Now, as I said on previous shows, if you want to find out Billy Graham on down, get some of his sermon tapes and run it through a verse speech machine, and that's where you take a tape message and you play it backwards, and you'll actually hear a portion of their thoughts or beliefs. Most of it comes from the subconscious mind. And so I encourage everyone to go to David John Oates' site, reversespeech.com or reversespeak.com, and find out what these people really are, because it's been my experience, and I've been told by numerous people, that they're frauds. They're in it for the money. They're in it to deceive people and to lead them astray from the Bible. What do you have to say about that, John?
Well, in European countries, we have, unfortunately or fortunately, I don't know, 2,000 of bloody history with the Roman Christian Church. So we learn a lot, and people learn a lot what that thing is. And there have been many Christian mystics. Hello?
We got a caller?
No, it's okay.
Okay, we had a peep. Well, now that you're talking about the Roman Catholic Church, the Roman Catholic Church is evil, good or evil, depending on who's in charge. I believe most of them weren't good, but this pope is a good man, and he's trying to do the right thing to the best of his ability. And if readers want to look up the Malachi prophecy, where Malachi was a Catholic born in Ireland in 1095, and he prophesied every pope by name or title from his time to the end time. And this is the last pope before the anti-pope, Peter Romano. And this one was known as the Olivetan one, and the Benedict monks were known as the Men of the Olives, hence Pope Benedict. So there's a lot of disinformation on the Catholic Church. A lot of it's true, but the current administration over there is good. Have they said anything in regards to Pope Benedict?
No. They have said basically, and that it was some contactees with the same Nordic angelic beings, which have made reference to Jesus, and there was contact in Denmark who had telepathic communication with Jesus himself, who takes another name up there, or son, And actually, he is the commander-in-chief of the angelic forces as angelic extraterrestrial. And he said, and all the messengers said too, that they were not happy that how that religion was has been made out of Jesus. They have transformed all his teachings, and when he's going to come back, he's going to be mad.
Well, it's been my study of the Bible, and I've probably read it through and through, you know, at least five times, and many of the books, dozens and dozens of times. When he walked the earth with his disciples, he wasn't this long-haired sissy. He was a tough guy.
Absolutely. I agree.
You know, when he drove those guys out of the temple for being money changers, he did it with force.
Absolutely.
And if you read John 1:1, he was the God of the Old Testament. And he's not a sissy, and he did what he did willingly and in the face of the leaders. Does that go along with what you're telling me about what this being claimed to be?
Yeah, absolutely. I would like to make a reference here of a book by two French people. They are called the Meroy Givaudan, and I just have the page on my ass on Amazon.com, whatever. The name of the book is The Way of the Essenes, Christ's Hidden Life, Remembered. These two people, a man and woman, Meroy Givaudan, they've been contacted by the same angelic beings, and they also have, through some processes, succeeded to remember their past life as Essenes at the time of Jesus. And according to them, and you have everything in that book, Jesus had several groups of pupils or disciples that he was teaching. They were the 12 official ones, so to speak. He has a group of 12 Essenes, and he has a group of 12 other people in which he was teaching a lot about life on the planet, and he also had a group of 12 women. So the stories from these groups are very different from what the Roman Church has made and cut and compacted in the Bible in the 5th century. They have removed a lot of valuable information, and such people as these are giving back that information today. And at the time of Jesus, he was surrounded by angelic beings, angelic extraterrestrials, and these groups could see UFOs coming nearby them, and he was taking one of that group to these UFOs. Actually, the 12 original apostles was not that happy to see a group having a special treatment by Jesus that they couldn't go to. That was funny. But that's a reference, another look on the life of Jesus to see. That's pretty much a good one.
So what did they have to say about the Bible as it exists today?
That, of course, the leaders of the Roman Church, which I agree, have based their power on a kind of Luciferian way when they suppressed everything and they made their own cuts and they published their own book. They have suppressed the teachings about reincarnation, which is an important one. They have suppressed the teachings of Jesus about how to work with the angels to be able to have control on the elements, to work with the elementals, which are the beings taking care of the trees, the plants, the animals. And they removed his teaching about life on another planet and how we, one day, planet Earth, we'd be like these other planets. All of this has been removed, so the rest doesn't make too much sense. It's difficult and confusing for people, I believe, and it was done in order to keep the people like sheep who have little knowledge and who have to follow and be told what to do, what to think.
Yeah, the religions, all most of the religions, they want to say, well, we have the special way. Through us is the only way.
Yeah.
And they want you to give your money to them. And they want to stay away from the two great commandments, love God with your whole heart, mind, body, and soul, and love your neighbor as yourself. And how do you prove those two things? You do works of charity to those in need. Like Jesus said, you've given to the least and the poor, you've given it unto me. He didn't say give it to some corporate church.
Oh, and if you look at the history of the main tree, the trunk of the Christian tree, which is the Roman church, Rome, Italy, is 2,000 years of torture and killing people. These people have tortured millions of beings. They have tortured 3 million of women over 500 to 600 years, and they have killed millions of people. So, if you look at that tree, you just look at the fruit.
Well, I was raised in a satanic coven, and I was given up to the MK Ultra project when I was 5 years old. And there's 3.6 million CIA victims of mind control, and many more of the evil mafia families. And not every mafia family is as evil as these ones involved in it. There are some decent people in it, and there are some that, you know, they've done some things that aren't so great. But the main ones that are really controlling the world, they're devil worshippers. They're cannibals. They torture people all the time. And if you do a research of the Bible and you just look up every scripture that has to do with somebody wearing two hats, they're supposed to be working for God, but they're actually working for Satan, with, I think, Balak or Barak, the guy that got the Moabite women to sleep with ancient Israel, all the way to the synagogue of Satan in Revelation, and talks about the witchcraft. You can write the scripture number on an 8.5 by 11 school sheet of paper, one column, just the reference number, and you'll have a column and a half of scriptures talking about the devil worshippers that have always been amongst us, infiltrating us. What have they said about that?
Well, they disagree, and we people in contact with those angelic messengers disagree on the condemnation by the Christian churches on UFOs, for example, on psychic ways. And because this is how these angelic messengers of God, which are good extraterrestrials, communicate with us. And by the way, the Bible is a book made out of people who were psychics, who had dreams, visions, close encounters. It's like a New Age book. I don't see any difference between the two. So how to condemn people to have telepathic abilities, to be psychics, mediums, to have healing abilities. Jesus was like that. So this is insane. There's something wrong. It's upside down in that condemnation of such things. And such things are not evil by themselves. It's what you do with them. As any power, you can use any power, any kind, spiritual, material power, political power, for good, or can use it for bad. So they should have pointed the way in that direction instead of making a strict condemnation of these things.
Well, these Nordic beings, their technology is so far beyond us, and you describe them as angels. Why haven't they just come down here and fixed things in this world?
Okay. It's the story of the territory. I'm thinking you American people, at least American listening, I think there are other people listening, you know the story of a territory, the difference between a territory and a state. When you had a territory in this country, there was no law in it. Everybody was doing everything. There was no law. There was no organization, nothing. So anybody could come into that territory and interfere and take control and bring stuff saying, you come to us and you follow what we say. There was no rules. But as long as a territory becomes a state, different, he agrees to a constitution, to a philosophical system of social or organization. He has lawyers, representatives. The picture changes. Planet Earth is not a state. It doesn't belong to a federation or a confederation. And that's the problem. That's why the lesser hierarchies of non-benevolent aliens came here and claimed that territory. And because of the law of free will in the universe, it's very difficult for those angelic extraterrestrials to come here and deny that law of free will. It's the people of Earth we should say, enough is enough, like I've seen on American TV lately. They have to say themselves, enough is enough. We don't want these guys anymore. We don't want to be free from them. And then the angelic extraterrestrials, which are more or less emissaries of Jesus, if you want, who has another name up there, then they will come. But they have to wait that we make a choice, a global choice all over the planet, public choice.
Well, I've been fighting this mind control since I realized me and my ex-family were mind control victims. They used my wife and children as sex toys and hideous satanic rituals and stuff like that. I've been trying to be free from this since 2000, because I didn't remember anything until 2000. And it was just like the movie Manchurian Candidate, where Denzel Washington didn't remember until somebody pointed it out to him. Now, I want to be free of this, but they are so many and so powerful. I'm still recovering from rat poison, cyanide poisoning. They've been trying to poison me with everything known to man, and I get sick over it. I'm tired of it.
Yeah, the physical way is the way they try to do to the people they cannot control with the mind, or the part of the mind which can receive psychic or telepathic messages, and they're using that a lot. But at any rate, if a people develop their personal connection with the divine spark within themselves, and they raise the consciousness and they raise the vibrational vibrations, at least they will be immune to some of the subliminal philosophical control, even that you will see from TV, and probably with the new HD there will be more stuff coming out of it. This kind of people will say, no, something is wrong. I cannot buy that anymore. Something in me telling me that's wrong. Something wrong somewhere.
Have you ever heard of the book Mystic Teaching of All Ages, written by Manly P. Hall, a famous Mason, and its book was first printing was 1900?
Yeah, I heard about that one.
Yeah, I went and got that when I realized I was first looking at Worldwide Church of God. If anybody wants to come on from Worldwide Church of God, from their leadership, and say this is not true, we'll give you that opportunity. But I've seen, I used the reverse speech machine, I investigated them, and the vast majority of their ministers are operatives. And so I went to a witchcraft store, and I bought the book Mystic Teaching of All Ages. And in that book, Manly P. Hall was explaining that Christianity came out of all these pagan religions, and that there were five very VC son of the sun gods, known as the Lamb of God, the Savior of the world, died for the world's sins. Three were crucified, one was strangled, and one was burnt at the stake on March 30th or Easter. Tell me, with your connection with these Nordic beings, something in reference to that.
The reference is that the idea of a Messiah or a Christ is more a symbol and an example to follow that rather than make a religion out of it. And I actually just use your brain, people. Today we know that there are other planets out there, and all astronomers agree there are beings, there are people living in there. So you cannot sincerely believe that the man called Jesus came only on planet Earth. He went to the other planets as well, and he teach the other planets as well. And the big difference, he was not killed over there. So, and no religion was made out of a sacrifice by blood and killing. So that's a huge difference between planet Earth and the other planets. That's what they say. This is a huge difference.
Did they make any reference to Planet X? Because several months ago I met an MIT astronomer, and I asked him if it exists, and he said yes, he saw it, said it's about a little bigger than the moon. But then he got very nervous and he left in a hurry. He didn't want me asking him any more questions.
Okay, I had some colleagues in big congresses in Germany, some from the U.S., some ex-CIA, some ex-Air Force, some ex-Intel officers. And one of them was explaining that giant planet is called Wormwood in ancient text. It has all other names. And basically, it's a kind of galactic machine, or you could say in a negative way, that planet is going to be an harvester. But he will harvest the people who are focused on the negative side. That's what he explained. And I can't believe that. And the good space people have been talking about that some celestial object will come and we'd be like an harvester of souls. But not to go to heaven. There's nothing to do with that. It's more like a hell. The harvesting of the good people will be through a process called ascension, which is like what Anasazi Indians have done in America and other people in the world, some Tibetan monks, some yogis. Enoch disappeared in the sky, Jesus and others. And that would be the positive way. And it has something to do with the Nordic extraterrestrials. And that was what that guy was pointed in France, that UFO researcher. He was very precise between the UFO phenomenon and the prophecies of the return of the Christ.
Now, you mentioned Tibetan monks. With the knowledge you have, what's your view on the Dalai Lama?
Dalai Lama is like an official leader of a country. Most of the time, these are not the real rulers. these are not the most important people.
Do you think the Dalai Lama is a good man or an evil man, or you don't know?
Well, personal experience, the Dalai Lama did not intervene, if I'm not mistaken, in the repression against spiritual minorities, which is occurring in France, Switzerland, Germany. The U.S. Congress made a report on it. Bill Clinton, when he was president, he made a protest in Paris. He was mocked by the press. And the Dalai Lama did not do anything to help those spiritual minorities. He came to meet with the French authorities and the Catholic authorities so that his own monasteries in these countries will be not touched. But any small group that was not related directly to the Dalai Lama has been subject to repression, investigation, perquisitions, all kind of problems that have been occurring in some European countries since 10 years now.
So in other words, your view is he's only looking out for his own?
Yeah, yeah.
His own best interest?
Yeah, I would say that. Yeah, exactly.
Well, because I've been told, and I know that mind control level is part of my trauma, they would make me watch the gross mass ceremony on my family, which they've done many, many times, and the Dalai Lama was present. I had a good friend who was a very serious Tibetan Buddhist, and for 17 years, and as he was rising through the rank of Tibetan Buddhism, and they finally achieved the point, and they told him, they said, "We worship Satan." And that's when he went the other way and became a born-again preacher.
Okay.
And these little icons or temples, little temple things they set up all around the country are supposed to be homes for 1,500 demons. And everything I've heard of them is it's not good. But that's not to say that all Tibetan monks are that way. You know, I'm not saying that. I'm just saying the Dalai Lama is.
Yeah, yeah, it's a difficult subject. Any kind of religion would be organized by humans after any prophet leaves, whatever, and then he will start to deteriorate and be contaminated. The space people say, trust yourself, don't trust any religions. Do your own connection with divinity. The very same as the Native Americans say, basically. And they know what they are talking about.
Now, last night when I was talking to you, I requested you to read Revelation 11. Did you do that last night?
Yeah, I did that. It's a very interesting passage. Very interesting indeed. And if you read such things with the cultural backgrounds we have today, we don't have the same things, right? Today, if Ezekiel would be here, and he would see an object coming out of the sky and landing before him, he will call that a spacecraft or flying saucer. He would board that craft and go in space. He would say, I've been taken by space people or angels of God into the spacecraft, and I could see the Earth from the window of the spacecraft. Because today we have the cultural background that we have in the space age. So now is the space, the age of communications. Obviously, the two witnesses of that chapter are messengers from God, and they are going to be seen speaking on TV, because that's how we communicate today. And they will be the witnesses for the real God, because there are so many false gods here, or lesser gods. And then what's called the beast is the system that we know, of course, the barcode, the microchip under the skins, communicate, control of everything. And then supposedly this guy would be killed, but I sincerely believe these are going to be angelic extraterrestrial messengers, because they have protection device on themselves. They cannot be killed. So that's why they will rise up. And it is clearly mentioned there. They will ascend in the sky into a cloud. Translated today in our space age, we would say, these guys are beaming back up into a spaceship. That's my interpretation. I would challenge any preacher to give me any other logical that is as much good as this one.
So it's your belief that it's going to be one of these Nordic-type beings?
Yes. Oh, yeah.
You don't think there's a possibility that it could be two people that live on the Earth today that are just chosen for a special mission?
It's possible, but there's an important point, and I would like to give another reference of a book, which I think you can still find. The author is named Howard Menger. And it's a book from the 50s, because he was in contact with the Nordic angelic ETs. And the original title of the book was From Outer Space to You. Today, they have put another title. You just look for a book by Howard Menger. And he had contact with these angelic extraterrestrials. He explained very well about them. And he explained how you could be beamed about the ships, how it works. It all goes with a higher frequency, which is exactly what's going on with this part of the galaxy, in the world galaxy. We are speeding up. That's why we have the Mayan prophecy, the Harpies, 2012, Nostradamus, and all and the like.
Now that you mentioned the 2012, what's your take on that? Is it a relevant date, or that's just one when the Mayan calendar ends, that the world's going to end on December 21st, 2012.
Well, actually, the Mayan were obviously in contact with advanced extraterrestrials who gave them mathematics, who were very advanced for the time and still are. And they have recorded in their system, stone, whatever, a mathematical provision of the movement of this local universe. And we are at the end of all cycles, like the 24,000 years that the galaxy takes around the center, the great orbital cycles. All cycles do end in 2012. That's why so many people have made prophecies about it.
The Mayan religion, they were very much into human sacrifice and worshiping a dragon. My take was they were getting their information from the bad side of the Force.
It's possible, but remember, these lesser gods, which mostly are reptilians, if anybody wants to look at the pictograph and the statues and the representation that were made in ancient times about these gods, these are reptilians. It's very accessible. You can even find grace. You can find grace in some hieroglyph in Egypt, in some Sumerian tablets. You will see the grace, too. But these guys are also able to do mathematics, and these guys also know that the end of these old cycles are coming. That's why they're being so crazy to take control of this planet, because they want to take their slaves with them. The point is, this planet is going to be transformed into different Earths, if you want, like in the parallel universe, like those that you see in Stargate Atlantis or Star Trek, whatever. And then people who have a frequency of the third or fourth dimension, they will be taken slave by the greatest reptilians on some planet, which be still like this one.
Well, what dimension do the Nordics operate in?
Say again?
What dimension do the Nordic angelic type ones you mentioned, what dimension do they dwell in?
Oh, yeah. Fifth and sixth dimension, which is a dimension where you are more etheric, but you still have a kind of physical body. Now, if you appear on the planet to a dimension, the people are going to see you because you lower your vibrations to be there, but when they will see you depart and become invisible too. But these planets have civilization, and they live pretty much like us, with just free technology, no economy, a few differences in some details, which are very important. And
did they have any kind of light around them?
Yeah, these people always appear with some light, but we have been warned by them on a few occasions that the lesser gods, which are a lot of them reptilian type, have also the ability to show a light around them. So that could be a fatal mistake for some people. It is not enough to see a light around a being. You have to see which is the signature or the color or the tone of that light. It has to be a benevolent light.
Well, I know someone who has seen this happen several times. And in one instance, the light kept getting brighter and brighter and brighter until the way it was described, everyone had to put their hands over their eyes or they would have been blinded for a period of time.
Yeah.
And the way it was described to me when this occurred, the individual in question was fighting against some very evil people and did some, I mean, the strength that he had was supernatural.
Yes, to some point, a light which is coming from the higher dimension or from a higher dimensional being would be too bright for us in a third dimensional planet. So they have to slow down their light, if you want.
Well, the same individual claimed in April of last year, he was just sitting watching TV, and there was like a starburst burst out of his chest, like you'd see at a fireworks show.
Yeah.
And it was hundreds and hundreds of little white lights, and then they just fell to the floor and disappeared. What do you think that means? Burst right out of his heart region.
That's what the angelic extraterrestrials still call the electric body, or New Agers call it that light body. Okay, light body is a correct name. People studying the Kabbalah, we use the word light body too. So that's correct. That's the higher body that we have, which is not bounded by flesh and could go in and out, like out of the body experience, these things. It's your soul. It's your divine body, if you want. And Jesus talked about that, and he said that if you merge with that, you ascend, period.
Well, I have a friend, a Messianic Jewish friend, and she claims she can see angelic lights from time to time. And she's had a number of experiences with UFOs, and she used to be a police commissioner in the 80s. Uh-huh. And when they elected her, well, first on the city council, they took pictures of everybody with Polaroids, and there was an orb, glowing orb around her head, and it scared them.
Yep.
So they kept rearranging people. and taking the pictures, and it didn't matter how many times they rearranged them, there was always this orb over top of her, and it scared them.
Yeah. So there's the point, too, that in that book I mentioned by Howard Menger, in the first contact he has, the Angelic Extraterrestrial and the Nordic Confederation are telling him we are contacting our own, which means that we have to have back in the Bible the teaching of Jesus about reincarnation, which were suppressed and oppressed by the Roman Church. The Nordic extraterrestrials have sent volunteers on Earth to incarnate as humans. They look like humans because they have a human body, but they have a kind of soul genetic that would appear with the light body, that's like you explained, that they have special abilities. They are very difficult to brainwash or to receive some liminals, unless...
Well, let me comment on that.
They are affected physically, of course.
Let me comment on that. You see, anybody that, I would assume it's worldwide because they do it in the United States.
Yeah.
Anybody that, the devil worshippers, the evil ones that were in the CIA, which is being cleaned up, and these evil mafia families on the evil side, anybody they find with a spiritual gift or has been miraculously saved,
yeah,
or has a spiritual gift of any kind, they try to mind control and control them.
Yeah, they are their major threat. They try to suppress these people or make these people...
Or use it for their own benefit.
They could try that too. I'm afraid of that with the New Age movement today, which is infiltrated by the lesser gods and all the stuff. And
it's not just the New Age. New Age is a mild form of devil worship from my research. It's most of the churches in this country, the vast majority of them.
Yeah. But normally, such people are more protected by others, and they are watched by their own from outer space. So at some point, they could be an intervention if there is something going on. Just the fact that this galaxy is moving into a higher frequency will enable the angelic extraterrestrials to come down at that point to do their job. But they have to have green light from the Creator that they call Radiant One, by the way. They don't give a name to God. They mention only Radiant One, like the one source of everything, something like that. And they also wait to receive instruction or green light from that source, Creator, whatever. So when they will receive it, they will act, believe you me.
What is your take on the Jewish Bible code from the Torah?
Oh, yeah, it's possible that a number of people have been coming into incarnation and have put those codes. Leonardo da Vinci was probably an extraterrestrial soul, and people like that. And it
well... I've been told that they know who the two witnesses are, and they're listed in the Bible code, and they're not angelic beings like you're describing. And they've been trying to kill them for quite a few years, and they can't.
Yeah, well, every side is going to say that the other guys are bad. Probably. You've got to recognize. You will recognize the people. Normally, if you are not completely a zombie from subliminals, and you have developed your inner sparks, divine sparks within yourself, you have ability to discern, make discernment in the souls of other people, even people that we see on TV. It's possible. On TV, you can catch the soul of the people. Absolutely.
Well, I've been told by people that know them that even Hillary Clinton is repenting now and is a Christian. She started that after the election. And that Barack Obama is also a true Christian. If you had any message that you wanted to give to him in regards to everything we've been talking about, what would you say to him? Barack Obama.
If he's going to clean the house on the political level, on the social level, on the economic level, even that fix an economy which is biased the way it is for the world planet, won't make this planet more advanced. But the religious side has to be clean too. That's my advice.
And well, I agree wholeheartedly. But if you clean up these...
Say there has been the same cover-up. You have to move back and bring back the truth, the true manuscripts, everything that was stated as heretic and everything. You have to dig in that and see what's the good material in this. And you have to allow people to make their own mind. So religions should be fixed in some way by a council of wise men on the planet, something to explain to people that they have to have access to all the aspects and make their own choice. This is a time of choice. It's time of separation of the wheat from the chaff.
Well, it's hard for people to make a choice when they're losing their jobs, they're losing their homes.
Oh, yeah.
Their families are falling apart. The divorce is ripping this country apart more than any other plague that faces the nation. It's pretty hard to stand back and do that when the bad guys want to keep us at a state of war all the time. Economic war, family war, war, violence, crime, and et cetera.
Yes, I know.
And their whole goal is to keep us all distracted so we cannot stand back and take a look at things.
Yeah, absolutely. That's good.
And they're doing a pretty damn good job of it.
Yeah, that's right.
I mean, this whole financial collapse was created by these people.
Oh, yeah. Everything is created. Now,
I mean, the war with Iraq, which is an unnecessary war. I know things about it, but I've been asked to keep my mouth shut, so I'll be on good behavior as far as that goes. But it was an unnecessary war. It was just to make some people richer.
Yeah, of course. And if you would listen to some European intellectual circles, and there are many, for the Europeans, 9/11 was a fairy tale. Okay. Was like a Disneyland movie. That's what many Europeans think.
Well, you look at who had the most to gain when the World Trade Centers went down. Europe did. The euro was going to kick off on January 1st, 2002, and the economic center of the world was the World Trade Center. So who had the most to gain? Europe.
Yeah, but this is still the same global system, you know.
You have the World Bank, you have these criminals and their associates, and the World Bank is a subcontractor to them. They were creating more wealth in Europe so they could manage and control that.
Yeah, they shift the center of economic power when they want to. That's not the point. Yeah. We know that this is a big problem, but the only hope that people could have is go back to the personal spiritual values, and that's what the Native American have said over and over again, especially now. All the elders of the councils of the Hopis and all tribes are saying, stop that insanity, go back into self-sustained communities and concentrate on your peace and spiritually inside you and be in harmony with nature and the Creator. Do that, otherwise you are on the end of the line.
So do you have any personal religious beliefs other than what you just said?
The personal belief is that everything is created by the one source, but there are so many levels you can choose to inhabit. Okay, you remember one thing? In my father's house, there are many mansions, right? John 14:2. In the language of today, it means in the universe of my father, there are many worlds like this one.
You want to give some contact information, John?
Yeah, I want to give a website, which name is ashtarcommand.net. ashtarcommand.net. Now, this website from Sweden, there are many good people in it. You have to use discernment about it. We Europeans, we are not that crazy about the Ashtar Command groups that are in the USA. We do not agree with many of them, and we don't recognize many of them. But in our website is a start anyway to have a look and find people who have contact with these angelic extraterrestrials, especially because it's a website out of Sweden and Norway, and these people are in a much better shape regarding contact and be prepared with the angelic extraterrestrials.
All right. Well,
very prepared.
We were told the show's over. John, I want to thank you, and I'm going to call you back on your phone because I want to discuss some things with you.
Yep.
But would you like to come on the show again sometime?
Yeah, you call me when you need me.
All right. Well, this is Eugene B. Colson, and if you want to contact me, UGENEBCulson@yahoo.com. And I want to thank you for being on the show, John, and I'll give you a call in just a minute. Take care.